Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dollars continuing to plunge to all-time record lows. Gold surging, rampaging towards 9-10 an ounce. The yuppies still stumble around, giggling mindlessly, feeling self-important and powerful. Slothless, unhappy people who've had everything thrown at their feet, just totally have no mind, the great evil matrix that's been woven all around them. Hell itself being now released upon us. I'm in a really nasty mood now. Because, I mean, I just look at it all. I mean, this is all in the last few days. You ought to see all the weird, freaked-out stuff I've got here in front of me. Just absolute insanity, trying to ban homeschooling, just SWAT teams everywhere, brainwashing the public. White people are Al-Qaeda sneaking around secretly, armies of them. Oh, man. Oh, man. It's bad. They're going to do it all. They're going to do it. And you're going to scream and yell and cry. So many of you that have laughed at this show as it gets more and more hardcore on you. God, these people running things, they ran World War I, World War II, they put Mao in. That's declassified, admitted he killed 60-plus mil. I mean, these people, I just want to beat them. It'd be basically like if there was a grizzly bear hopped up on PCP, starving, that was about to come in here and rip my office to pieces, and it's sitting right outside that door. And everybody can see it plain as view, and there's a bunch of yuppies going around giggling and snickering decadently, you know, looking at the latest, you know, pattern they want for their curtains or their latest Swedish furniture, as Fight Club says it so well. And there's this frothing PCP-addicted psycho grizzly bear about to come to the door, and I'm going, get ready, brace for attack, or, well, let's get out of here, let's do something. And they're walking around going, yeah, nah, nah, everything's fine. I mean, can't you see it? Ooh, industrialized cloned meat they're going to try to feed us. They're trying to force it to where all meat and all nuts are radiated, which destroys any food value it's got. They've already been radiating school children's food for 5 years. They've got hundreds of vaccines they want to make mandatory. They've got vaccines that go in and create antibodies that block drugs, but they have others that go in and create plaques in the receptor sites. I mean, they've got, it's just, and they're just doing it all to us. They're just having their way with us. They're just doing whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. I mean, look at this. U.S. gives blessing for food from cloned animals. So is Europe. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has ruled food from certain cloned animals, and their offering is as safe as other food, opening the door for using controversial technology in the U.S. food supply. Meanwhile, you're saying, well, I just won't eat it. They're shutting down family farms and ranches all over this country. There's no law, but when you, but they trick you to sign a contract. They say, oh, you want to be in the 4-H Club, or you want this tax exemption, you got to sign this, and then they SWAT team your butt, take your property, thousands of dollars of fine for each chicken or cow or pig that isn't marked right, or your daughter wants to show her cow, she's got the blue ribbon, she's going on to the national championship, and they just say, sorry, that was in the news yesterday, sorry, oh, by the way, we're going to have the police escort you off the grounds to make it look like you're a criminal, but there's no law. See, there's no law, but they're making regulatory say, you've got to go, you don't have the chip, which then the big agri companies don't have to have in their animals, only the small farms and ranches. And this is just the chip. You sign a contract saying they run and own and control your property. Go read it for yourself. And right now, every day, hundreds of farmers and ranchers, thousands a month, are signing on, having no idea. See, it's all color of law, it's all criminal, it's all jackbooted. All right, I got a message of the future when we get back. Now I'll preface it and break it all down. Stay with us.
Hey. Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There are so many of these articles every single day that I don't even have time to cover them. I mean, here's just the news. Update 1, Reuters. U.S. gives blessing to food from cloned animals. Organs to be taken without consent. Homeschooling a crime in Germany. Thousands of U.K. prisoners to be chipped like dogs. That's a quote. Hopes of custom-built organs as scientists create beating heart. Demonstrators in London against government ban on free speech, beaten. Ryan Hall, beaten up and arrested by police. I mean, that's the kind of news I have. And then I have Scientific American here admitting that they take the fluoride they put in the water is from the toxic waste of aluminum production and the production of fertilizers, and it's got all these other heavy metals and toxins too, and they put that in the water. And then they call you a conspiracy theorist if you say it's poisonous. This is all being done by design. They're putting hormones in the food, hormones in the water. It's over-sexualizing our women. The reports are out that three-year-olds are going into puberty in the U.S. and England and Europe. Then they give them hormone shots to suppress that instead of saying, hey, get your child off of the human growth hormone. And that's what it is. It's the very same that they have in the milk. It's this bovine growth hormone. It's the same as the human growth hormone. I mean, surprise, surprise. Don't get off the hormones. Just go take other hormones to counteract that, because that's what big pharma and medicine's about. Their whole industry creates the crisis, and then they offer the solution, which doesn't go at the root of it, but offers something which then causes more problems, and they've got more drugs to treat that. And that's my message to the future. You know, by a message to the future, the other day I put one of these out on YouTube, and whoever put it out, I think in a kindly way, cut off the end of it, where I pointed out that I was saying this is a possible future. Not that I was staring into some crystal ball, and then other people on the YouTube page were commenting that I must have seen Christian Bale in some movie. And I know I hadn't seen that movie, and that movie has people in compact control grid cities, forced drugged by the government, with the elites living outside of that in rural palatial palaces. That's because that's what Aldous Huxley said. That's what the UN says they're going to do. That's what the Club of Rome says they're going to do. That's in the official documents. That's why Hollywood has made movies along those lines. That's why Hollywood makes movies about clones grown to have organs in them, because they're openly practicing that and testing that now. I remember the Washington Post, like 4 years ago, came out and talked about how they were splicing with the DNA of chimpanzees and humans. And they've got tomatoes and potatoes and corn on the shelf that doesn't just have one chimera, one cross species of a crossing an insect with an animal and then putting it into the corn, or salmon and a cockroach into the corn, but they'll have 50, 60, 70, 100 cross species splices. And then you read the top scientist reports on it, and they admit that, well, we can change the one gene we want with each of the genes we insert or alter, but then it randomly, each reproductive cycle of the animal or of the plant, randomly changes thousands of other things. It doesn't matter. We still just put it on the shelf. And new superbacteria have sprung from this. New superviruses have sprung from this. All of these things have happened. All of this is already causing major crises. The disease is worse than the cure. So when I say what's going to happen in the future, I'm telling you that the majority of the environmental biologists, the majority of the climatologists, the majority, because this is where the funding is. This is the people they recruit and that they nurture, that they give the PhDs to, believe in reducing our numbers by 90%. The UN biological diversity assessments say 80%. So that's the number we go with. Dr. Eric Pionk at UT got all that attention for saying 90% of us need to die by airborne Ebola. But that's not the news. The point is, he got a huge standing ovation when he got the Texas Academy of Sciences first place award. He got a 90-plus percent standing ovation, according to the newspapers that were there, and he got a 90-plus percent standing ovation at St. Edward's University right here in Austin, Texas. When you've got hundreds and thousands, in some cases, of people in an audience of their peers, he talks about and puts red skulls on the wall in a projection, in a PowerPoint, and they stand up and clap. That's the news. I know it's crazy. I know it sounds nuts for you out there that don't know about this. I remember reading in the BBC in 1996 how they'd already cloned humans. And then they keep announcing every week that they just now cloned humans for the first time. It's like some conditioning thing they do. Don't believe me when I say that. Go Google the fact. Go look it up in the library. They cloned humans back in the 60s, ladies and gentlemen, at embryonic level. I don't know if they implanted them in women and took them to term, but you knowing scientists, you can bet your bottom dollar they did. This is all the declassified stuff we know about. They have thousands and thousands of companies doing hundreds and hundreds of experiments every month, open-air plantings of everything you can imagine that's cross-species, jumping into the entire biosphere. And we have an elite that says they're going to put us in compact cities to carry out the orderly reduction of our numbers with one-child policies, with implantation of viruses, with euthanasia of people. You know, I interviewed Wall Street Journal writer Wesley Smith, who's interviewed hundreds of people and their families. Did you know going on for at least 20 years under the bioethicist human eugenics program, they go into the hospital where somebody's paralyzed, neck down, begging for food and water, and deny it from them and kill them when they can talk? Forget Terry Schiavo, folks. They've got cases where they're just killing people outright. And don't tell me I'm making that up. This is too serious. If you're going to say I'm making it up, then you go try to disprove me. You can't do it. The hellish stuff going on is off the charts. New York City, they've been caught a lot, so we talk about that case. New York Daily News, other papers, they take little black foster children, and when they don't get enough black kids, they come to the mother and say, we'll take your 2-year-old if you don't give us your 8-year-old. They take them, strap them down, and test pesticides on them till they die. And the newspaper calmly reports how they strap them down and kill them. This is hell. This is Jeffrey Dahmer right out in the open running everything. I'm sick of it. I want these people brought to justice, and they're brainwashing the public. They're brainwashing the police. They're selling them that torture's good. They're preparing the future. So you figure out what the future's going to be with all this going on. All I know is they say they're going to put us in compact control grids and keep us off 90% of the property in official U.S. government maps, in official U.N. maps. This is what they're doing, okay? They say they're going to do it. And why? Because they don't want the general public knowing about the advanced life extension technologies they're developing. And don't take me out of context and say that I'm saying that they can live forever now. I'm saying what they believe. I'm saying what they think. And don't attack me and say I don't believe in Darwinism. I'm not getting into that debate. I stated in Endgame the facts that they are social Darwinists and they believe survival of the fittest, so it's their right to kill us. That's their statements. But you've been conditioned to not have real intellectual debates. I'm not debating with you about evolution one way or the other. I'm saying it's their belief system, and an offshoot of it is what they're doing. And they believe that evolution has been short-circuited because things are too easy now, and that the gene pool's getting bad, and so it's a great gift to kill most of us anyways. It's a perfect excuse for these control freaks. And then a lot of you will say, well, that sounds reasonable. Okay, are you ready to die? The doctors around you won't even know why you're dying. It's all compartmentalized. It's all been conditioned. It's all being tested. It's all being done incrementally. My message is to the future, all we knew in 2008 was a bunch of psychopathic control freak geniuses with top scientists for 100 years had been building a world government plan to carry out mass eugenics. And they transmuted that into the terms and created, the top eugenicists at the time, created transhumanism, Aldous Huxley. His brother, Julian Huxley, head of the UN UNESCO program that runs our schools and runs our policies. All I know is they believe they're going to live forever, but first they have to get rid of us because they can't share all the life extension with us. Whether that's real or true or not, I'm not debating, Jack. I'm telling you, that's what these people are doing. And they run things. They're the social planners. They're in control. And I don't know how you sit here and talk about this without getting upset. Again, you go yell and scream about your football team, and that's normal. I get upset about Peter Singer and Eric Pianka and the majority of scientists in academia saying they want most of us to die and that it's a wonderful, beautiful thing. And that a beautiful thing is about to happen. They even say sick stuff like that. And then he's got photos on his UT website of him dressed up like a druid with his bull buffalo, Lucifer. I mean, that sounds crazy. Go look it up, Dr. Eric Pianka's UT page. I know they're crazy. I'm not the crazy one. I'm sick of these crazy people running things. But see, they care, so they're in control. You don't care. You go with the remote and the beer and you watch the television. You don't study what they're doing. We have a criminal elite in control. And all I know is the future is going to be hellish if we don't turn things around. They're putting a grid, a cashless society tracking grid, in place so you can't struggle and resist them right now. Do you understand what all this means? Okay, this is a serious warning.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon-222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrite, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light Water Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
We're back live.
Stand up for your right. Get up.
Finishing up with my warning to the future, part two.
Stand up for your right.
I'm gonna do an entire hour in the near future. And I want to write up some notes, get a stack of documents and articles and footnotes together for you. We'll even videotape it and put it on the web ourselves. In fact, maybe next week's TV show, I'll do a message to the future. I think that's probably the best way to do it. And really lay all this out in a serious way so people watching can actually see the documents, see the articles, find out where to get them for themselves. Because This is all extremely, extremely serious. This is as serious as it gets. Bottom line, look into the scientific dictatorship. That's a term founded, coined by the Fabian socialist. And they were in lockstep in the same camp as the eugenicist, who believed that they could control human destiny through breeding in England. And then that came to the U.S. and Germany and Mexico and Japan, and you know the rest of the story. I mean, they passed eugenics laws in 30-plus states and sterilized almost 500,000 people. And there's a lot of evidence that they also killed a lot of newborn babies. And see, I just said a lot of evidence. It's actually admitted. Not just in Germany, but in the U.S. and England. That's how it started in Germany. And so I'm just trying to warn you out there that this group, this powerful group, got the ear of the British Crown and a lot of other wealthy people. It got funding. They put out Royal British Commission reports, 44 to 59, the Royal Commission on Population. That became State Department Memorandum 200 by Henry Kissinger, 1973. I mean, go read this. They're going to put us in compact cities, and they're going to set up global one-child policies. Remember, years ago I told you that the U.S. founded and funded the one-child policy in China first in 75. They said it is a tax on having more than one child. And then 5 years later, 1980, they say, oh, it's the law now. And they come by and kill your second or third baby or give you giant fines. Or then now that's a big scandal because communist officials are allowed to have four or five kids and now they're getting arrested and getting in trouble. Now Australia, the U.S., and others are proposing a tax, a carbon tax. Why do you think they don't have environmental laws on genetic engineering or environmental laws on cutting down green forest, rainforest, or environmental laws on serious things that are happening? No, they got one on carbon, what animals, what insects exhale, and what plants breathe. It's a tax on life, and their own UN documents say they're going to regulate how big your house is, how many kids you have, everything you do. This is a control tax. It's on carbon dioxide. They want taxes on methane, the flatulence of cows, when there have always been high levels and high loads of bovine across the world. From the Antarctic to Chile. From the steppes of Russia to the plains of the savannah in Africa. It's taxes on farms, on ranches, on life. It's feudalism. It's control. They don't want free market. They want global monopoly. And they say once they get their global monopoly in place, they're not just going to have soft kill weapons like mercury in the vaccines, which, by the way, they haven't taken out. Check it into it for yourself. They're lying to you. Or the cancer viruses in the vaccines, or the GMO in the food, or all the things they're done. I mean, for new listeners, I want you, when you're listening to this on YouTube, watching this, I want you to go Google atomic experiments on the U.S. population from the 40s right through the 70s, last time they declassified it, how they took 4,000-plus children and put them in radiation chambers and killed these foster children. Don't put some smart-ass, excuse me, I'm sorry, don't put some smart-mouth comment in the message board. I demand you go, and there's even pictures of some of these kids, and I demand you look in their eyes, and I demand you wipe that grin off your face. Because you know the kind of bad luck, as they say, what comes around goes around, reap what you sow, you get in life, making jokes about stuff like this. You're going to have sorrow in your life, and you're going to have pain. You're going to have enough of it. And let me tell you, you wicked people, I've studied history, I've studied individual, I've seen it in my own life. When you do bad, it comes back on you tenfold. And I wouldn't want to be in the place you're in, you people that think torturing kids is cute. You people that think all this evil is cute. And you don't think the future is going to be a nightmare with all the trends and the things that are developing and how they're setting up grids to track us, or if you're not a good globalist, turn your national ID card off. It's all here. It's all happening. Your calls and a ton of other news straight ahead at 1-800-259-9231. I'm fired up for freedom.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700, and let's take America back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are Change UK. Got arrested. Folks got beat up. You're not allowed to demonstrate or protest, even peacefully now. That's not allowed because we're so free. And in the studio will be Luke Radowski in the third hour. Right now, let's just go to some of your calls, and I'll get into the economic news, the war news, the Ron Paul news, all of it. Buzz in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, Alex, I have the schedule for the Trans-Texas Corridor Town Hall meetings.
But Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist, according to CNN and Fox, so why should you discuss public meetings with government officials that don't exist?
Well, someone needs to know where these meetings are and the time so that we can go.
But, of course, I'm being sarcastic. There's 1,500 white al-Qaeda about to kill everyone, totally made up, but then Fox says the TTC doesn't even exist when it publicly exists and the governor vetoed the legislature saying he couldn't have it. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Can I make a recommendation?
Sure, Buzz.
Okay, first, let's go to the computer. Type up UNBiodiversityTreaty.net, UNBiodiversityTreaty.net. When that corridor grid comes up, my recommendation is download it, copy it, and take it to these meetings. If I can give you the meeting times and locations if you want those.
Go ahead.
Okay, January 15th, Texarkana, Pleasant Grove High School. January 16th, Carthage, Texas, Country Music Hall of Fame. January 17th, Lufkin, Lufkin Civic Center. January 22nd, Hempstead, Knights of Columbus Hall. January 23rd, Huntsville, Katie and E. Don Walker Senior Education Center. January 24th, Rosenberg, Rosenberg Civic Center. January 28th, Belleville, Austin County Fairgrounds Building. January 29th, Victoria, Victoria Community Center Annex. January 31st, Weslaco, Lecture Hall, South Texas College.
You know, the best way to do this is to give people a website where they can go and look at it for themselves.
Well, I don't know of one. This is from the newspapers.
What paper is that from?
This is from Tyler Morning Telegraph.
Is the Tyler Morning Telegraph online?
Yes, sir. I'm sure it is.
Well, you sound like a real gentleman. I'm not trying to be rude and run over you here, but I don't think we can list all of these. What particular... Are these little brainwashing meetings the state's having to sell everybody on having their roads turned to toll roads?
Well, I can give you an opinion on what I think's going on here. I think they are dividing all this up at different towns, which closely parallel the route that this thing is going to follow. My opinion is this makes it more difficult to assemble a lot of people who don't want the program in any one location. And two, if very few people show up at each of these locations, they can come up and say, hey, here's what was presented. This closely parallels the route that we were...
Well, that's not your opinion. We've had 1,400 people at a meeting, and the paper says everybody's for it. And they've had hundreds of meetings, and they're always highly attended. So I would imagine you can go to corridorwatch.org, and in fact, I bet my bottom dollar they'll have all this listed.
Oh, yeah, they probably will. But the point I wanted to make is this is part of a larger agenda called UN Agenda Number 21.
Yeah, no, it's all in UN treaties to take over the infrastructure, put toll roads on existing roads, isolate existing populations, economically depress them, force them into compact cities, everything I keep warning people about.
Yes, sir. And if the maps were distributed at each of these meetings, if someone could go and distribute the maps at the meetings, my lands, that totality of the big picture would be right there in front of the public to see.
Absolutely. And sir, Buzz, I don't know if you saw the CNN and the Fox, but I've seen CNN and Fox both say it doesn't exist. How dumb do they think that's going to go over when the billboards are up and they're taking over the roads and the governor vetoed the legislature who tried to block him? And then they get on the news and they actually say, we're crazy.
Well, I thought this had been delayed for, a moratorium of 2 years or something or other.
Oh, they're going ahead with all of it, yeah.
And now it's raising its head again.
Well, I mean, sir, they're lying and telling everyone it's the law, you got to take vaccines. And I appreciate your call, Buzz. I know I make that point over and over again. Because that one little place, if the media, all of them together, the dominant media, corporate media, and the police and the news keep saying it's the law, you've got to take any shots we say, and you can go find out there is no law, you're going to realize, see, they're lying to you about medical issues. All over the country, Army recruiters go in and tell the kids it's the law, you've got to take these tests and you've got to take these shots. There's no law. You've got to... they've had the military help with inoculations. You know, that was a misstatement I just made, and I was about to correct myself, and I went, wait a minute. The Army's done drills all over the country assisting in inoculations. Oh, perfect martial law type. I remembered. See, anything I can even if I mess up and say something horrible, it's been done 50 times that I know of. Oh, God, it's so horrible. I mean, it's so big. All over the country, they've had these drills where the military comes in and says, this is what martial law is like. By the way, we're here with the health department with a list of kids that forgot to take their shots. We're going to give them to you. And, of course, the military has been training to forcibly inject us. That's been in mainstream news. And they try to get the cops and firemen to take it, and they almost unanimously said no in 2003. John in Michigan, you're on the air.
You love the grassroots for Dr. Paul. You love the good news, buddy?
What's that?
I had a letter to the editor published. I put Dr. Paul against Mike Huckabee. I had it published last Monday, and I planted over a dozen signs in Monroe County, Michigan, the last 2 days, and I pulled the trigger for him today. And if people want to read my letter to the editor I got published, I scanned it and put it on a website. Is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, if they go to windowjohn.com, there is a Ron Paul tab. If they click that, there's photographs of all the signs I put up, and then my letter to the editors there. I caught Mike Huckabee in the first CNN debate. Wolf Blitzer asked him if God made the earth in six 24-hour days about 6,000 years ago, and he said, I don't know, I wasn't there. Now, for an ordained Baptist minister, you just denied the word of God. Dr. Paul has a Christian testimony, too, but he doesn't use it like a political football, and nor should he.
Look,
you know
look,
what?
Look,
that's
Mike
a pretty
Huckabee,
big compromise.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Mike Huckabee is a complete fraud and a fake. Now, people are emailing me saying, did you know that John McCain's wife is a convicted narcotics thief? Yes. Did you know that his own people that were in the Hanoi Hilton said he turned against him and went and sold them out and didn't go through all that torture? Yes. Did you know that he was part of the Keating Five savings and loan scam and involved in the mafia and reporters that have reported on him have ended up having their cars blow up? Yes. It just doesn't matter. Anybody but Ron Paul, they're all little crooks. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, John McCain, they call him the anti-corruption Mr. Good Guy. You know, that slogan about how McCain's so upright and not involved in corruption. The guy couldn't be more corrupt. The guy, I mean, Giuliani's dad and uncle were mob capos and served time in prison. You can't make this stuff up. That's what I keep saying. All right, Ted ran in here earlier, but now he's going to the post office. He was bringing up the Granny Warriors, who we had on, who we put links to raise money. And somebody called in, and I was just trying to vet who it was, wanting to plug to get more money in time for the recount. And my news, the info I had is the Granny Warriors had raised $40,000. And so I'm confused on their website. It says, attention, our last chip-in ended due to technical difficulties. Congratulations, we have raised over $40,000, but we still need $25,000 by tomorrow, 3 p.m., so please spread the word about the new chip-in. And then I don't know if this is a new chip-in. The way, you know, I looked at New Hampshire law, and what I knew was you had to put in $2,000 to start it by last Friday, and then you had to pay as the recount, you know, in the phases. And if they don't have enough, they can say, we want to recount 80%, or we want to recount all the hand ballots. You know, it's not an all or nothing. And if they're telling you that, it's not true. But I can't tell how much has been raised here. And again, I can't do everything, folks. I can't be everywhere. I can't get everything done. They're welcome later, the Granny Warriors, if they're listening, to call in and give us an update, or when Ted gets back, he can give me one. But again, Ron Paul is, what's going to happen is if you don't have somebody politically who knows how to watch for this, well, we already know who has the chain of custody. And they are not a friend of fair or free elections in the words of Bev Harris. Black box voting. She's not a friend. And so basically, they're just going to rerun them in the dark again. And so I said, in the time frame we had to have some plan to do that. And I think that's why Ron Paul just said, forget it. You know, it's not fraudulent everywhere. I got Fox News laughing and saying, Ron Paul, people are delusional. They think there's election fraud when only one town accidentally didn't count 31 votes and said zero. No, it's quite a few towns now. And there's a bunch of towns that said 5,000 votes, 500 votes, 300 votes that say other. All total, it's in the thousands. What is that? And why do you have a convicted cocaine dealer running the election and running the data cards who was told he was doing illegal stuff with elections 2 years ago in Connecticut? Why is he running things? Why are the machines way off different from than the hand counted? Why did the hand counts have Barack Obama winning like the polls said he would? I mean, you know, don't sit there and tell me there is stinking fraud going on. But the big issue is showing how we're going for a recount to draw attention to the fraud, but we need to say now that there'll probably be fraud there. We don't have the infrastructure. We don't have a big Barack Obama campaign. We don't have the Ron Paul campaign in this, helping with all the people watching. So You know, we all get emotional and say, give money for a recount. I'm not saying it's given for naught. I know you've given a whole bunch of money. But I just, you know, I'm not even mad at the Paul campaign. You know, they've all we've got. They're not perfect, and they've got their reasons, and there's no point in breaking up the movement and stopping the momentum we've got when we're waking up so many people now to the New World Order. We need to keep that going. But at the same time, each one of us can't say the Paul campaign has to do exactly what we want. Sure, there's a few things he's done I don't particularly like, but the campaign basically is saying, hey, it'll probably be a fraud anyways if they recount. So, you know, what do? The same Svengalis are running it. That's what I mean, ladies and gentlemen. I feel like playing that Everybody Knows song. In fact, let's go out the last 2 minutes of this segment with that. But see, it's okay. It can be like Poland during the Velvet Revolution, or it can be like what happened in Romania with Ceausescu, or it can be like what happened with Mussolini. People just stop buying into it. I mean, you can vote so many ways with who you spend money with, or who you promote, or who you run down, or by speaking out, or by not having your children in the government's camp, or by fighting locally to not have more cameras put in. I mean, people now are getting the idea there's bad people running things. And so we're moving in a good direction. Now, the enemy's moving fast to try to get the tyranny in place before that. But we're moving to counteract that as fast as we can. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Colorado. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey there, Alex. Boy, I tell you what, every time I listen to you, I have about, from what you're saying, I have about five more questions I want to ask you. Like, you had mentioned this article in Scientific American, the article on fluoride and heavy metals and stuff in the water. Do you know offhand what issue that is?
Yeah, I've asked Paul Watson to do a story on it, in amongst all his other duties.
Oh, okay.
But he works 14 hours a day, but he's going to do one. Second thoughts on fluoride. This is the December 16th, 2007 edition.
Okay. All right. Very good. Let's see. Anyway, then I had a question about, do you know who the guy was that was on Governor Perry's staff that ended up, he was the chief of staff of Governor Perry down there that ended up going to one of the pharmaceuticals companies?
There was a woman.
Oh.
I know that the chairman of the committee that helped ram it through, she went there. And then I know I forget his name, but I remember it was like half the staff. I mean, it was just a whole bunch of names all in bed with Merck, yeah.
Oh, okay. All righty. And then one thing that was really interesting, you had mentioned that World Vision is a CIA op?
Well, World Vision was run by the Hinckley family, and then they had dinner with some of the Bushes the night before. The president or vice president wasn't there because, but they were really good friends with the family, and yes, both the shooter of John Lennon and the shooter of Ronald Reagan worked in World Vision. And, of course, the person that shot Reagan was the son of the head of World Vision.
Yeah, John Hinckley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy,
I mean, whole articles have been written on that, sir.
Okay.
See, I'm not saying the whole thing is either. There's a lot of missionaries and things they do outside of it and within it. You know, it's kind of like, is all the CIA bringing in heroin and cocaine? No, select divisions do. Or all the cops, you know, running the whorehouses in Austin. No, it's a certain detective crew is doing it. They've been caught many times. They never stop. It's compartmentalized. And so they love using, you know, wildlife photographers. National Geographic decades ago was caught having a lot of CIA. They love using missionaries. What do you expect to see white guys out in the African bush or in Malaysia or in, you know, Chile or in Tibet? You're going to see missionaries. Okay, yeah, that's the kind of folks they use as covers. I appreciate you. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Saturday is so loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody's got this broken feeling that their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful, give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich.
You know, a lot of people do wake up to the New World Order and they make the sick sociopathic decision to try to team up with it. and to work with it, at least as long as they can. They know it's probably going to fall, but, you know, that's okay. They like power and control. They're going to join it. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that a lot of people that find out about all this evil decide to serve it? Oh, absolutely. I would say more people that actually wake up decide to join it than decide to fight it. And that's who our enemy is. That's who they are. There's a lot of people think it's powerful. They think it's dark and sinister to be evil, and they think it's cool and cute. But I remember reading a report out of a German military journal that had been put in a historical text I was reading about Heinrich Himmler finally went out to see a death camp in 1941. They were lining all these people up, shooting them, and there was all these dead bodies, and he started vomiting. And he tried to act tough again and look at it again. He just kept vomiting. You know, he couldn't. And I think all these people that love the New World Order, you just ought to go find a pile of dead bodies and just roll around in it, because that's what you're going to be doing in hell for all eternity. You think it's so cute and so funny? You think it's just, taking some money or going along or, okay, being a cop and going and snatching some woman's kids with no judge, no jury, no nothing, just all color of law? No. There is good and evil, and people are brought to justice. Whether it's in this life or the next, you will be brought to justice. And I am right, and I do know what I'm talking about, and I have done my homework. You know, people listen to this show because they know it's real, ladies and gentlemen. This is a painful broadcast today. This is not a fun broadcast. It's not cute. It's not good. It's not anything. And I have got a laundry list of trash and evil literally stacked to the ceiling in front of me right now that I haven't even gotten to. I can't even give you all the knowledge. I can't even. You've got to study 14, 15, 16 hours a day to even begin to realize that their crimes are so huge. Their crimes are so legion that you can't even cover them all. You can't even deal with them all. In this fight, the key tool we've got is PrisonPlanet.tv. You can download Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. They're planning to kill 80% of us. On the disc, on the DVD, give it to everybody, 15 cents a day. Get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv until the end of the month. Go get your membership, 5 months free, PrisonPlanet.tv, and start making copies of the films, give them to people, or get your wife up by the monitor, get her to watch some of the films, or your husband, whatever, or call 888-253-3139 to get the DVDs, the books, everything else that's up there on Infowars.com to get hard copies of all of that. And also get yourself prepared, ladies and gentlemen. Get yourself prepared for the hard times that are already here and the hard times that are coming. I would get some storable food, whether it's 2 months, half a year, a year, whatever. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Huge banners at the top of Infowars.com and Prison Planet. .com, eFoodsDirect.com. Fabulous folks, where I've gotten storable freeze-dried foods. They fit in very small areas for a lot of food. Take them out, put them with water, they rehydrate. Super high quality. This is the bottom line insurance you need. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. I haven't even gotten into the dollar and all the rest of it. I mean, I'm upset, folks, because all these years I wish I was wrong. And now with them approving cloned food and everything else, I mean, It's over. I mean, it's here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.